Hello.
Good morning. My name is Tony with the Department of Veterans Affairs Program, returning a call.
Hello, Tony. Nancy this side calling from provider's office, Beacon Cancer Care. Wanted to check the member's claim status.
Okay. I can certainly help you with claim status.
Can I get you to spell your first name for me?
It's Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y.
Thank you, Nancy. And can I get the first initial of your last name?
It's Lima, L.
Thank you. And my name is Tony, that is spelled T-O-N-Y. Last initial is S and Sierra.
S is in Sierra.
Correct.
Okay.
And we're checking claim status, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And just in case we're disconnected, Nancy, can I get a good callback number for you?
Yes, you can. Callback number is 208-513-103.
Is that a direct line or do you have any extension?
No, we have not. Can I get your reference? Can I get your call reference number?
Yeah, I can get you my reference number. It's 25-OBC-FM-08-205-84-334.
I just reconnected. It's 25-OBC-FM-08-205-84-334. Is it correct?
Your numbers are correct, but the letters are going to be O as in Oscar, B as in Charlar, B as in Charlar, F as in Frank, M as in Frank.
Okay, I'll just repeat it again. It's 25-O as in Charlie. Sorry, O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie, again C as in Charlie, F as in Foxtrot, and M as in Mikey, okay? And -08-205-84-334. Is it correct?
Yes.
Your answer audio is very static, and it's hard to hear.
Is it okay now?
Still static. There might be some interference. I can hear you, but it's not very precise.
Okay, wait a second. I will try my best to set it. Is it now? Okay. Now is it okay? Tony?
I can hear you, but it's still static. We can, I guess we can continue like that, that's fine. Okay. Do you have an email address to provide for? No. Okay. We have just reference call number. Yes, fax ID is 831-372-781. How many claims are we checking today, Nina?
I have just one member.
Okay. They have that member ID, please.
Yes, of course. The member ID is... (56) 99-02-730.
And the patient's first and last name?
It's Kathy Pennett. It's K-A-T-H-Y.
Okay.
And last name is Bennett. It's B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Thank you. And what's their date of birth?
Date of birth is October 7, 1952. It's 10071952. Sorry?
Allow me a moment to locate this patient.
Okay.
Can I have your date of service, Nancy?
Yes, date of service is July 1st, 2025. It's 07012025.
And what is your build amount?
And the... amount is 333. Just a second. Kemnu spell kar rahe, ek second mana kali ugo na kemnu spell karwana. It's for a build amount. It's $4,203.68.
All right. Thank you for that. Let me provide you with the eligibility very quickly. This patient is shown eligible and active, secondary to Medicare, effective dates June 2nd, 2005 through October 7th.
Actually, I just want to check the claim status, not the eligibility.
I know you do, but I have to do that part.
Okay, no problem.
All right, now allow me a moment to locate the claim. And just to confirm your date of service, Nancy, that is July 1 of 2025, correct?
Yes, it is correct.
All right. How was the claim submitted, Nancy? Was it by mail or electronic?
It's electronic.
Okay. All right, Nancy. There is no claim on file for your date of service of July 1st of 25 for $4,203. This claim would need to be resubmitted.
Just hold on. I will check on my system. Then after I will tell you.
Okay.
Tony, could you please talk with my supervisor? as they want to talk with you.
Of course.
Just a second.
Sure.
Hi, it's Tony.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Tony. This is Advik here, a friend of Sunil. So, I just want to have concern with that member, Kathy Banity. It's July 1st, 2025 date of service. Did you receive the claim or not?
Yeah, I've looked multiple times. I don't have that date of service on file matching that amount.
Okay, so what amount do you have claimed for that date of service?
I have no claim.
For this date of service?
Correct. For July 1st, 25. No claims on file.
Okay, wait a moment, please. I just have to check out with the laser. So, the last claim you processed for the member January 9, 2025, right?
I don't know. I would have to look up that date specifically.
Okay. But we filed that claim as electronically. Just a moment. I will provide you the payer ID. That payer ID will submit that claim by electronically. So, as I check, it's 84146.
Repeat that again. Your audio wasn't very clear.
Yes.
84146.
84146 is the correct payer ID. How long ago did you submit that claim?
We submit on July. One moment, let me confirm that date. Yes, as we check that, we submit on July 14, 2025. And the status was showing on the PMS, it's accepted mode. So the claim also already has been accepted.
Yeah, when I'm searching the patient's member ID for this claim, nothing generates. I don't see any claims on file. Was it submitted under a different member ID? So was the member information accurate when you submitted it?
So the member ID, it's 56992, 56990273 0. Is that correct?
Yes, that is what we have on file. Correct.
Yes. So as per the clearinghouse, the claim was accepted. The status showing is accepted.
That should have came through already. That was about a month.
What date of service you have on file? What date of service you looking on that?
I'm looking for July 1st of 2025.
Okay. But there was no any claim found on there, right?
Correct. No claim found, no rejection.
Okay.
You do have 1 year from the date of service, so you can resubmit it. Try it again electronically, or send it by mail.
Okay, so can you provide me the mailing address?
Okay. Your mailing address, it should be going to DHA Community Care, Attention Champ VA Claim, PO Box, 30. 750. Tampa, Florida.
Sorry?
336. Tampa, Florida is the city and the state.
It's Tampa? C-A-M-P-A?
Tampa. Tampa. Tango. Alpha.
Mike. Okay.
Papa. Alpha.
Okay.
Florida.
Tampa. After the Tampa?
Florida.
Okay, Tampa, Florida.
33630. -3750.
Okay, the PO Box 30750, Tampa, Florida 33630-3750.
Yes.
Okay, so. No worries, so can you provide me the name please? What's your name? It's Tony, right?
Tony.
Our last name? Do you have the call reference number?
I believe I gave it to Nancy already.
Okay. Okay. So it's... Okay. Okay, no worries, Tony. So, one moment. All the time, thank you very much. It's really appreciate your help. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Thank you for your call today. Please answer these two quick questions. How satisfied are you overall with the service you received from the customer service representative? Press 1 for very